Deal Game 2002, Season 8, Episode 2, Grim Up North. Phone rings, Ian Duncan's shivering. Really? Thank you, Gwendolyn. Top choice, finally. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Pickled onion. Here we go. Oh, what's that wee noise you're making? Pick me, Bobby. I'm Smokey Bacon here. That's old McCleary, the undertaker, planted that day. Jack Cassell's, he buried a few. Aye. Mind he buried Capper Finn. Aye, the Scotland player. There are hundreds of people at that funeral. He made a wreath into the shape of a football. Your lovely eye, that's right. But at last, a wee boy bloated it against the graveyard wall. Right, because when it burst, it was like a spring day. Right, finish up, guys. Oh, come on, Bobby. Run me around, man. Isn't it? You had your time. Do your talking while you're walking. Oh, in your case, do your mumbling while you're stumbling. Bobby, when was the last time you had a looking? In about 7 minutes ago, Vincent was full of it. The man just shot the tequila and started doing the moon macaroni. It's a macaroni. He spilled everywhere. It's definitely macaroni. Hadn't even chewed it all up. You greedy fat bastard. Come on, Bobby. Shut the door and say there's another one. A man's passed, right? One and out. They cheer. I am with a customer. And what can I do for you? Shot buzzer. The same about old Mr. McCleary buried. It's a queer thing when Undertaker passes. Thinks he's buried thousands of people in his life and dies alone in a simple grave. No need fanfare. What's she saying? He's saying it's a terrible business. Now she says something about I mean. Now she said the place it needs a clean. Right, well, we'll be missed. Who misses Undertaker? I'll miss him. He did a terrific service. I fully expected him to live long enough to love me. And no way he's away, who's going to deal with Craiglin dead? Who is he, Dyla? No one will be able to die. Craiglin will become a village of walking dead. Asian zombies creeping about shouting, please bury me. No change there then. Aunt Navid. Oh, listen to you, survivor. You think when the baker dies, there's no bread? When the butcher dies, there's no chops? Or when Lawrence already dies, there's no decorating? The world keeps burning. Nearly got it. Give me a second. Harry Belafonte, bastard. Howard Count. Where's Vincent? He's a toilet having Donald Duck. Trump? Oh, right. Alt. Well, that's it, Bobby. Give us a minute. Hey, Ron, for doing me and the word Will King here. You're the wagon, Will King, my friend. Shut up, right. He's a good game. Who is the most famous person you ever met? And can they be dead or alive? Nice. Okay. Here's your wee starter. Myself and this good man here met Charles Heston in this very city. How about that? What was Charles and Heston doing in Glasgow? You're doing a cookie demonstration, John Lewis's. Did you mean the baldy bastard, chef, Colonel Bonefield? No matter that's who it was, you cover half-wits. They laugh, well, are you still famous in it? Mary Berry, what? Where was this? P. and Per Garage. She's rattling into cold Ginkster's sausage pie. Pet roll. He chops Perry to Pals. Well, if he powers hypnotists, Pavilion. Oh, right. He hypnotized you. Told you to prick and been able to snap out of it. They laugh. Here's the game's a bogey. Here comes an ace card. I was in Henderson a couple of years back. Right. Good 20 minutes up in the queue. Comes through the door. Wayne direction. They scuff off by 10 years. All five of them jump the queue. They want Burpee Bakes and bottles of it in Brookings. We're in Glasgow. But like what? That? I've felt them. Listen, you tantalus wee fannies. You get served before me. There's own direction you're going. It's out of the blasted windy, right? That's enough. The police are going to be battering that door shortly. Oh, hold on, Bobby. Heck, how are you doing? You're no piping up. Ah, I'm just enjoying listening. You're the only one amongst us. You must have bumped into a few. Genealogical literature. You bumped into genealogical literature? No, plumping into genealogy literature. Oh, right, wings. Better charmed her and pumped her. Away, don't talk with a lot of shape, Eric. Eric, you better a movie star? Aye, right. Was there anything wanting? To get it? Oh, no, right. Get it, felt. So, Rome, summer, the year 1958, Elms. Hello, Eric, cutting into Rome. In effect, here is Gina, the lovely literature. She says, hello, I'm Eric. And Randy saying, would you care for your hole there? They chuckle, come on, would you care for their hole, Senorita? And oh, aye. She's like cold Italian accent. There's no danger. Just pull us Miss Shandy down. Fire right into me, pish. Aye, definitely losing a pants. It's been going on for a while, aye. He always had a patter, though. Isn't he? He felt me, he ran into Frank Sinatra and Phoenix Bowl, Dundee. That's right, I met Frank and Dave's Junior down the barrows building colored gas fire. Aye, he's a lion, he's cracking up at the rate of the blocks. There's Cole to be deaf of us. Our hoots, what's the matter with you? Victor Masters, Jack Cole, come on. Let's get away for this Lee Van Cleef bastard. Aye. Did you see Sammy Davis buying gas fire down the Benares? Now, Windbush's brother, she pants, oh my, Jesus. What's the matter with you? You look like you've seen a ghost. Wasn't that a junkie? No. Have you seen Winston with no clothes on? No sheeping, the undertaker. Ah, park me, why? So what, he's taking over the old man, the cleaning business. He's the new one looking good. He's no good, David. No good at all. You not heard the stories? Right. Off you go. Let's see whether he touches dive in 7 days. Hopefully he come in and leave here and touches me now. He laughs and you think I'm being stupid, don't you? No, Ryler. See the village I lived? There's a great poverty, battles and sickness. Now this is before governing your halfwit. I was talking about India. See, the problem was the village couldn't prosper. People were too busy looking after the sick. So it's cool. It seemed they called for Janita. Janita? He was a doctor of sorts. He could make a quest perform. Come a quest, perform the chant, pass his hands over stricken. Moments later, they were gone, like a witch doctor. No, like a criminal. They found out later he was injecting poor Bart's window cleaner. Basically an Indian Dr. Griffin. So what's your point, David? My point is, Honour, I just think that this story is a pile of fucking bollocks, made up pish. I'm telling you, last year, wee Colleen McGraffery dies. He got involved by swimming at the swimming and never used the lifeguard, was having a smoke. But the time he got back, poor Colleen went in water in Loch Lomond. Jazz felt that was a huge quarry. A boy, he's still working there, but he promised to stick to vaping too. A boy, anyhow, that funeral, that was an affair, that was. I'd old-fashioned, you know, fair amount of people. You remember it anyway. There she was, without hat, down in the lot. She even, what you're doing, Winston? I'm looking for your point. They laugh. What's he telling you? He treats you for his help. I touch his Roman, a call on his shoulder. To alien control, felt like, well, Grayford was a fit man. He never smoked, he never drank. He used to run the house barren mind. And so dead on Wednesday, death had come on Fredland. Wait a minute, well, how old was Raymond? Well, he'd been like 26, 56. Well, night 60, he caught me, was about 29. That's a good innings for that shithole. They laugh, well, all I'm saying is, you don't shilly and finger in here. No, even after a few sherries. Oh, dog, it's whistles, probably. Hello, what can I get you, Rowan? Dye, garlic, ice. Right, I have a few funeral directly. Very well. You come here to help your parade? You might hit the parade load. With you anyway, just put a pop in to introduce myself. Just leave my card. If you leave the wheel, you know. ISQ, clunk, coins, clunk, fruit machine, bleeps. Any luck? Aye, just about for payout. Hope so. Oh, cheers. Well, be seeing them. Ah, oh, that's for them. See you now. Dog Creek's creepy. Lanky Adam family bar said, that's funny. It's cold when he came in. No, it's warm. Well, at least he never touched any of us. That's all I'm saying. Right. Wrap it up later. Let's talk about something else. Aye. Here, you love this, then. Eric just telling the story about genealogical literature. Eric joins class at Paul, Eric. He sadly miss I. He be indeed at Eric. I, dear old friend, Ella, at Phil Tilt. Oh, what? Oh, been rooming the whole Gretchen, telling everyone that she being some take a better reaper. You've got everyone shitting themselves. It's a load of garbage. Here, tell me this. The lifetime average of every mind. How many times do you think the heart beats? I don't know. Must be up to thousands. Jack's notes, thousands? Where you go, you hobbit. No, it's hundreds of thousands. Times a day, thousands. It wouldn't give you enough time to boil an egg. You're dripping your wee soldier in there. Heart attack, you'd be finished. Game over. Good night, Vienna. Now, over the course of a lifetime, your heart will beat 2.5 billion times. I have rattled a few fellows and listened to this story, Jack. Oh, that's your point. My point is, once you had all the heartbeats, that's it. Your lifetime's up. That's what happened to Eric. Eric didn't die because he's touched by a hand of death. I, Reaper's nonsense, can't be walking around waiting for someone putting a bony finger on your shoulder, mugging it out for death. Eat what you want, drink what you like, dreams what up your inky. Don't matter. Once your time's up, your time's up. I, well said, salt, spot of lunch, I. Worrying, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing? Two smoothies, kale, spinach, cucumber, raw egg, raw? Just like Rocky, to be safe. To be safe, I. Clears his throat. What's his name calling? Insurance, that's I. Right, shearing the Grim Reaper, a lot of pish. I, Eric, was do, go, I. A wine was drifted, I. And then there was all the lies, I. Scoffs, genius of literature. Be great if it was true, I, or oh, I. Well, it's all difficult to find out. I mean, what year did you say it happened? Summer 1958. What was the name of his ship? As easy, HMS Corona. Reina, well, I've got to get the bottom of this. Let me make some calls. You make a few calls once we get the bottom of these cans. Direct. You know, fancy, we go on a fruit machine. Oh, no. Got no change. That's him, Bobby. Poppy. I get up that puggy. This would pay the puggy. Aye, no, you get a free, just get a free pint, fresh pint here. And nobody there wants to play the bit puggy. Oh, no, okay. Hey, mama, look, I'm sorry about Eric, as you lot. I'm trying to run the business here. What's this? I'm going to protest. It's a pub. No ladies' lines, bastard, grey, Bobby. No blame here, everybody. Is that undertaker shivering? Is I that have to give you the rest? Don't start all that piss again, bell rings. I know you all sat back your good friend, Eric Parsing, but I fear might be unwarranted. I have friends in Park Hill that used to hurry up his funeral shop. But hear this, there have been loads of depictions of death, Norse fairies, Fenris, as Greek, and one of the biggest icons of Grim Reaper, the Black Death pandemic, right? 14th century, 20 million died. The fear of death spread throughout society. Any wonder that a town full of pictures of 20 years which should fear such a figure? How are we gonna get rid of him? You don't need to get rid of him. He didn't exist. Sarian's just flesh and blood. Like you and me, Bolo Creeks and Wind Witches. Mr. Shooting. Rum. Dark Hearts. Machine ranks are actually. Looks like your fruit machine died. Anyway, the reason I came is in his one touch of the shoulder, take the way Eric was away. Taken a lot of bam stoke of pish. I tell you, if he tried to touch me, I'll take one of these size 10 of parties, reaper balls, and say to him, feeling green? No? Discuss Mrs. Fainton. Swing creaks. Can I warn you? Don't let me touch him. It's out my time, taken. She got high pressure. He messes, she pants on. Oh, Bobby, help me. What? Oh, Bobby, for God's sake, help me, Bobby. He's coming for me. Reaper's coming. Mr. Brendan, oh, Mr. Bobby. Oh, Bobby, don't let him touch me. Right, son. Right, that's enough. We dipped after a bum. You can know what it's about, don't you? People around here have got a mad notion. You've been Reaper. Well, I'm touching you dead. No. All is off to his island. Look at this. Irritates Mary moaning. This that's me dead too. And he hits the ground, she whimpers. Oh, my open rebase. Jack, oh, Victor, something terrible happened. Open door, owners, for God's sake. Look at the state, you woman. What's the matter? Death is nigh. What's the matter, though? He's dead. Oh, it, I. Sharon touched him, both is nigh. What do you mean he touched him? Bobby got the undertaker to rub him, and down he went. He rubbed him and went down on him. Now you half-wit, Bobby claps, he's dead. Death is nigh. What the hell was that you babbling about? Is an animal around Sharon's lying. Look, death is nigh. Oh, lift bedding door open, slam phones. Phone, he's at your door. Slam knocking at the door. Slow knocking door, slow knocking. Oh, I'm sure couldn't come to the door at the moment. I turned to my cat. He's got so poor, Jack. He's in, but he's not got any animals to attend to, dog bastard. We done for your backstabbing, throw me under the bus. Big lanky bus. Sorry, Jack. I panic and shout. As him comes for you now, open and see what he wants. Snow knocking. Aye, watch me. Phone rings. Mr. Jarvis, can I have a word? You can have a word. Have two. Piss off. Will you open the door, please? You're going to touch me and kill me. No, Mr. Sheeran, come in anyway. I don't know. You still got a couple of years left. You doorbell shares. Right. Time to shut up. Stand up. Be counted. All right. Check the door. How about I trap the door? What would mean I summon him? Right, we clap at the time, same time, right? 1, 2, 3, your bastard Jack's laughs. Now you know how it feels to be underneath the bus. Well, is that garlic place? Don't you have any bulbs? What is it you're going to do? Blaze him? Look, click, relax, boys, it's fine. Lark, come in. She asks, hello? Hello, 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 hello. Bobby phone, his face bumped his head. He's all right. Well, he's glad to hear that. And that big lunch doing around all the doors. Well, I apologize for the lateness of the hour. I'm getting desperate, trying to get hold of all you so you can hear about, tell me about Eric. The man has no family, he's going to do his eulogy. But every time I approach you, you cuss up at I. Well, maybe you could talk to your eulogy for how he killed him. He's 85. A man had a bad heart. You know, the Reaper, he's a bit creepy, but no death. Thanks, Isla. Oh, yeah, that Luigi. Well, he's a good footballer. He was in the Navy and a fire service. He's a brave man, Eric, you know. There was a big fire department show in Glasgow. It was way front because it was death. You know life. It's a weaving that we know love. The evening of our days, we surely see the gentle bit of bad news. I get it difficult. Bad news, it would be worse if lid opened and he walked out. Now listen, it's about the genealogy bit of the thing. Aye, what about it? Well, it's sad announcement, bollocks. The old bugger made it up. She was in Rome in 1958. And so was he, but they missed each other by three weeks. The Henderson and Corina. The doctor Roosevelt. James a bit bogey, oh shit. A blessed even, many friends, a great solid community round about him. Though he's a single man, he knew a lot of women. I wasn't sure whether to mention this, but capacity and take away in Breglin. It is my duty to prepare the deceased and afterlife. I then discovered a letter from Eric's breast pocket. I think you might find interest in my dear darling Eric. It's wonderful for us to meet and have a few nights together. But my sweet true stallion, a chuckled murmur, I shall never forget you sitting on the beach, the toes in the water, the shipping weight to take you away in the distance. He says, oh, I wish your life could be different. For us to be together, I will always love you, Gina. Oh, Gina, he cleared his throat. Hello, lonely service. I was indeed, aye, very moving. Do you know Eric? I know Eric, all right, that was my letter. Gina, I was an ice cream cafe in New Queen's Ferry and Jarrett boat docked there one summer in Weymouth. Yes, a bit of a fling, you might call it. Your cafe was underneath a Ralph Bridge. Oh, that's right. It built in that summer, 1958. Eric made up a name for me. That was it. Eric Lolly's. Fourth row booth. Above Bridgeter. Christ. Jack, what a boy. Victor laughs at Stanley, she called him. What a hero, Lorenzen. Jack, Victor, and what this is it. This is Agnes. Oh, both. Hello, Agnes. Oh, what a week.